I've put my thing on. My phone. Record.
It's working at the moment. Let's see. Let's hope. So yesterday, Rabbi Sight, our limud of halacha every day is the schus refor shleima for yosodo bechayla b'soch shalcheli yisrael l'shtav refor shleima b'chorot. So we were in Siman Tov Resh Nun Aleph. Yesterday we learned about the numbers of each of the minim, and because we learned out from the Pesukim, you have to have one Aleph, you have to have one Esroik, you can have as many Hadassim as you like, minimum three, and you can have as many Arovas as you like, minimum two. That's what we learned yesterday. Min HaTorah, says the Aruch HaShulchan, but that so is the halacha. The min haTorah, there is no obligation to bind the lulav esrog. Well, not the esrog. We don't bind the esrog anyway. But to bind the lulav with the hadassim and the arovos is min haTorah. There's no chiyuv. Right? We had a shiur yesterday about whether or not you have to take them together or bezeh achazeh. We'll come to that. And then whether or not they have to be in front of you or they have to be bereshuscha. That was yesterday's shiur by Rabbi Bazar. But actually, if you pick them up together, right, then your yoitza, all the shittas, min haTorah. Okay? Midrabanan, as some people say, it's a sort of an in-between. Midrabanan midaraisa, alze keli va'anvehu. Then there is a mitzvah to be ma'aged, the lulav and the pashtus is midrabanan. Okay? You could say it's a remez min haTorah, smachta of ze keli va'anvehu. But he says as follows, min haTorah ein tzarech lego kol aminim shal lulav hadasim and arovas together. Right? And I've never seen anybody discussing why there isn't a havamina that we should put that we should bind the estrog to the other three as well. Why did we do three and the estrog separate? I'm sure they could come up with a woven koishikle of some sort, yeah, which would hold the estrog as well in a little basket at the side of the lulav as well. Yeah. So I don't know. I haven't come across why we're happy to say that if lulav tzorich igud, that means with the hadassim and arovos.
You can't tie it together.
First of all, you can. First of all, the people who weave the kosher cloth could make a holder for the esrog as well. Happens tomorrow. Interesting. Okay, that sounds good. Yitzchak says that it says in the apostle Kachtim Nochem pre eitz hodo, and then it says kapos tomorrow, not the kapos tomorrow. It says kapos tomorrow va anaf eitz hodos the arve nochal. Therefore, it's mashma that the pre eitz hodo is separate, and then kapos tomorrow va anaf eitz hodos va arve nochal. Okay, fine. It could be that there's a remez there as to why we bind those, and not the others. Yeah, but conceptually, it would be possible to bind all the four. What? Why should that make a difference? Because we mix the other three, which have got different attributes. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So therefore, Uvein Ogud, Uvein She'ena Ogud, Kosher. So if you pick up your three Minim together, just holding them bunched together in your hand, then you Yoytze Midaraisa. Doloik Siv Agudo Kebe'ezoiv. When it's speaking about the Poradumo, not by Poradumo, but by Korban Pesach, it says, Ulekachtem Agudas Ezoiv. So there they had to take the Ezoiv, but they had to be bound, because the Torah uses the word Agudas. Right, so therefore, there it says Agudas Ezoiv, right? But by the Torah, by Lulav, it doesn't say anything about Agudo. Agudo is not mentioned in the Torah. It just says you shall take these four minim. Yeah. So therefore, he says therefore, Alafila echov little biachad, alafila bezer achazer yotzo. He says therefore, now let's go one stage further, and this is going on with yesterday's shiur, that you have a chiyuv to take all the four minim. But who says you have to take them together? Maybe it's perfectly okay, and we had this shiur yesterday, and certainly if they're right in front of you, and you pick up your lulav, and you make the brocha, al mitzvahs lulav, and then you put your lulav down, and pick up the hadassim, and put the hadassim down, and pick up the arovas, and pick up the arovas, then min haTorah yo yoytze bezeh achazeh, as the Rambam writes, mishi yagbia arba aminim elu, whether bein sheg bion ke'echot, whether you pick them up as one bunch, or you pick them up one after the other, Baby Yamin, Baby Smile, whether it's in your right hand or the left hand. Yeah, if you get them the wrong way around, and we can speak about Nitei Yad, about what a left-handed person does when he's picking up the luluf. That's discussed in Halacha as well. Ovi Vilvat, but one tonight says the Rambam, She Yagbiem Derech Gediloson. You have to lift them up in the same way that they grow. Okay? So, that therefore, yeah, and that there's a discussion about that, because really, if you look at an estrog growing on a tree, right, because of the weight of the estrog, the weight that the estrog pulls the branch down, and the pitum is pointing towards the ground. Right, so you can say derech gedilosan. Yeah, the arovas that we use, right, the arovas that we use. If you use the weeping willow type, which we used to use years ago when we were young, we had these really floppy arovas that you put them in and they sort of leaned over. Yeah. The weeping willow type of arovas, they actually point downwards when they're growing. Right? They go up and then they go in a curve over the top and they come down again.
When it starts growing,
it's pointing upwards. It's only pointing downwards because when it grows big enough, it becomes so heavy that it pulls the branch over.
Yeah, but that's not
gliosa. What? That's not called gliosa.
Okay. Yeah, derek loson. Avos loy derek loson lo yotza. But if you do it shaloy b'derek yotza, you're not yotza, and therefore that's the reason why when we make the brocha and we want to be yotza all four together, that's why when we turn it upside down, we're not yet yotza, right? You could, in theory, if you wanted, you could turn your arovas upside down or your hadassim upside down, and that would do the same trick as turning your estrog upside down, because until you lift all of them in the right direction, in the way that they grow. He says mitzakil chosa. He's going to explain what it means. Mitzakil chosa. But he says mitzakil chosa is that the bunch of the three are in your right, and the esrog is in your left. And we'll speak separately about the naanuim. So he says, what does it mean mitzakil chosa, that you hold the three in your right and the esrog in your left? Kloima. Even though Medina, I do not need to bind them together. It's a mitzvah min amuvcha, mishum ze keli v'aveyu le'ogdoi. And that's what the Torah says. V'yase min ahadas v'arov v'halulav aguda echos. Now, at the moment, we're not saying that you need to do it with a koshikol, with something that's made from the min. Okay, we'll be speaking about that, as to whether or not when you bind it, you need to use something that's not a hefsek, or whether you could bind it with string, or you could bind it with a strap, or a leather belt, or something like that. Yeah? So the mitzvah to bind it is mishum noi, just in order that it should be nicer, but there's no chav. Oh. So therefore, it follows that if you're binding it, he says, afilu b'minache shapidomi. You don't need to use a koishikol. You could tie it with anything, right? And chatzitza is also not a problem. Yeah, he says, even though the kesher will be mafsik ben yodo luv. Why? Because it's only in the noisoi, right? It doesn't matter. The main point of it is that I bind them together, mishum noi midrabonon, right? And the fact that I've got something which is mafsik between my hand and and my hand and the minim doesn't matter, as long as there's nothing mafsik between the minim and the minim. So as long as the three minim are inside the eged, it doesn't matter that the eged is not made from one of the minim.
Start your day the Torah way, Northwest London, Monday, Yud Beis Tishri, 14th of October, Rabbi Yeshua Hartman Shlita. The progression from Yom Kippur to Sukkot. This week's Torah was sponsored for the Yatza, the Mrs. Hannah Klein, Olea Sholem, Ben Nishmas, Hannah Basel, Roma, Colonel Olea Sholem, the Yatza, tomorrow. The Schuss Hashulma, Chayulim, Artur Shachzul, Votahim, the Sholem, Bim Heiro.
Amen. Amen. Okay, Shalom Aleichem, my boy said, good morning, everybody. Okay, you know, how many times is this Sholosh Regali mentioned in the Torah? Now, guys, we gotta be active here. Today, we're in full of energy. Right, Chavre?
It's raining.
Even though it's raining outside. Here, Nishfashloft. We're getting ready for Sukkot, and Sheina Michutza Sukkot is Asur. Okay, everybody say. How many times does it say Shalosh Regalim in the Parsha? In the Torah?
The words.
That you speak about the three Regalim.
Twice.
Five times. Twice in Shmais. Pashas Mishpati and Pashas Kesisa, and then in every Chumash.
Emor.
Emor.
Emor, Rei.
Pinchas and Re'eh.
Yeah.
Okay? And Av, I'm sorry? No. No. Maybe print Oxford, but then printing of our Chumashim. I see. Okay, good. Yeah, okay, fine. But I'm speaking Lehedya and the Pasuk. Each time that mentions Pesach, each time, 5 out of 5, it mentions to eat matzahs. Not only calls it Chag HaMatzahs, but it says to eat matzahs. Shivas Yomi Matzahs Toichal, Shivas Yomi Matzahs Yoachel. It always mentions something about matzahs. One place it says Shesh Yomi Matzahs Toichal. The Gemara speaks about it. But it says it 5 out of 5. You hear?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm asking the heat over there. Good. 5 times it mentions Sukkahs, once it mentions the Lulav and Esrog. A lulav and a sukkah. Once. Where? In Parshas Emor. The other 4, Chag Ha'asif Tkufa Sashana. Chag Ha'asif Betzei Sashana. Zehu. 1 time it's called Chag HaSukkos in Parshas Re'eh, the Me'er Simcha speaks about it, but it doesn't mention 4 out of 5, it doesn't mention a lulav and a sukkah. And even the one time that it does mention it, in Parshas Emor, it's done as like a P.S., in here it says in Parshas Emor, it says Eile Moyadei Hashem Milvad Shabbos Hashana, and then like suddenly, oh, I remind myself, Ach B'Chamisha Sayom L'Chodesh. After you said Eile Moyadei Hashem, Ach B'Chamisha Sayom L'Chodesh, B'Aschem Estuos Haaretz. Then it says the only time Ulekach L'Chem B'Yom Rishon Priyetz Hadar B'Sukkos Teish V'Shivas Yomim, and that's going to be the parsha that we're going to read on Yom Tov, because we have nowhere else to mention it.
Nothing.
Shkach. What? Are you with us? Huh? I can't see if you're with us or with somewhere else.
I'm in space.
What?
I'm in space.
In space. What's the chilek between matzahs of Pesach, which got mentioned 5 out of 5, and a lulav and a sukkah of sukkahs, which came out 1 out of 5? And even that one time, it was like, Agavuchamdek. You say, Eile Moyadei Hashem, it sounds like you're wrapping it up, and then, Ach, B'chamisha Asar. What's the touch in those? How do you understand that?
They say by eating in the sukkah.
What?
Does it say 5 times by eating in the sukkah?
No. Again, it says once. Only once.
Only once.
But sukkah teshu, only Pashas Emor. And matzah is speaking about also in Pashas Boy, other places. But when you mention the Shalosh Shagolim, so this is a good kasha to start the Yom Tov table with. You ask it straight, tell me what's the chilek. What's the nafkimina tzvishin? That's a big word for me to learn tzvishin. Tzvishin means in Yiddish between. I remember I made a simon when I first picked it up. There's a big ilui in the mirror who's called Tzvi Cheshit. So you take out the chet, it's tzvishin. Okay, that's the way I remember the word tzvishin. So anyway, I'll call upon him. What's the chilek between these mitzvahs hayom? Okay, it's a pam kasha. It's manyan. The Ramban asks it in Pashas Pinchas, but like on the whole picture, what's going on over here? Shela atzuma. So, Abayisai, we all know that from the Torah, we have 2 cycles of Yom Tovs. The Shalosh Hagalim, as mentioned now, and Yomim Noraim, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur. According to that understanding, where does Sukkot belong to? Where does Sukkot belong to Shalosh Hagalim?
Yes.
And not part of Yomim Noraim. Ask anybody in the streets, a Yid. It has to be a Yid. The Pashto understanding, what is it? That Sukkot is the 3rd Yom Tov of Shalosh Hagalim. And what does it have to do with Yom Kippur? Nada. Garnished. Klum. Nothing. But it doesn't make sense, right? It's 5 days afterwards. You don't have any two Yom Tovs which are so close to each other, like Yom Kippur and Sukkot, 5 days apart. You want to tell me that when we go over from Yom Kippur to Sukkot, we switch channels, and now I'm totally in a different cycle, nothing to do with Yom Noraim? The heart doesn't buy that. Especially we know in Hoshana Rabbah, there's Midnag and Nevim, and things still go on. So what's the pshat that Sukkot is another cycle when Yom Kippur and Sukkot are so close to each other? So Rav Hutna Zatzal, in the Pachad Yitzchak, explains, no. Sukkot is the 3rd Yom Tov of Shalosh Hagalim, and it's the 3rd Yom Tov of Yom Noraim. There's 2 identities to Sukkot. And we're going to see soon where it comes from. Identity number 1, it's the 3rd Yom Tov of Shalosh Regalim. And also a third Yom Tov of? Come on, let's be able to. Good! Yavim Narayim. It's a third Yom Tov of both. What's a. Shuli Lerner once brought me a Raya for it. You know what's the biggest Raya for it? Do you know all the Yom Tovs, all the other four, the Oila is Shiva Kvasim? Seven Kvasim. On Sukkot, 14 Kvasim. Give a look at Pashas Bukhas. Rashi speaks about that there's 98 Kvasim. Can I get the Klonis? Remember? Rabbi Klonis, you remember? We'll be a little bit tired later on. Today we just started. Right? So a man up and say, what's up, Shad? All Yom Tov says Shiva Kvasim. Shiva Kvasim. Look at Pashas Bukhas. You'll see all of them. It's Shiva Kvasim. What comes? What happens on Sukkot? Suddenly, out of the blue, Arba'as Kvasim. Not the poem, the Kvasim. What's the shot? What would you say in light of what we're learning? Because it's double. It has two tracks. It has a Rigolim Tzad, and it has a Yom Nolim Tikkat Tzad. And when they merge together, you got a double track. It's 98. A very kishmak
Araya. You should keep the 14 days of Sukkot.
Okay, very good, very good. So now, how is it that Sukkot is a hemshech of Yom Nolim? That's part of the Shalosh Regalim. I understand that's part of the agriculture. You know, the stages in the field. Chag Aviv, Chag Kotzil, and Chag Osif. But how does Sukkot connect to the Shalosh Regalim? To the Yom Nolim. I'm just testing. The truth was a mistake. But I want to cover off the mistake. I was just testing. Okay, Rabbi Sam. I'm sorry? Okay. So Rabbi Sai, why is Sukkot now? Let's another question. David, where's your Coke? I'm used to the Coke. If I Coke. Oh, coffee, Coke. Fatter, sadder. Okay. Now Rabbi Sai, the point being is, why is Sukkot commemorated now, Tesvav Tishrei, when we came out of Mitzrayim on Pesach, and that's when we got to the Ne'akovet? It's a question that all the Rishonim ask. You know what should have been? Lela Seder should have been in a sukkah. It sounds funny, but that's what should have been. That's what should have been. But it's 6 months apart. So the tour in Aruch Chaim, Siman Tov, Reish Kav Hei says, the answer, that in the Pesach time, we really should have sukkahs then. But I'm sorry, but that's when the goyim are also going out to their spring huts and so on. And it won't be nikkur, that's a Shem Mitzvah. Tesvav Tishrei is getting a little chilly, or in England, a little freezing. So therefore, this is the time that the contrast happens. The goyim are coming back, and we are leaving out. So to bring out that we're doing it not because spring holiday, but rather a mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to make it now. Fine. That's what the tour says. The Vilna Goyim, on Shir HaShirim, Perek Aleph Pasuk Dalet, says a different shot. And I promise you, this will change your sukkahs. If you remember this goyim. And if not, you'll get your monies back. You'll get the money back. This is a meridika goin. You know what the goin says? Right. Adam Yaakovet came taka on Pesach. But they were very short-lived. They lasted only for 90 days. What happened 90 days after Yitzias Mitzrayim? Yitzayin Tammuz Cheta Egel. Psht! The Adam Yaakovet were removed. It's not clear where the goin got it from. What's the source? But for us, the Goyin is the source. He's the source. He wouldn't make this up on his own. So what happened? The Anei HaKovod came, but lasted only 90 days. And after 90 days, Avek was taken away. No more Anei HaKovod. So we're not going to commemorate Anei HaKovod that lasted only 90 days. And then when they reappear, Bidiyuk at Tesvav Tishrei. Why? Says the God, I'll tell you why. When Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Luchas in Yom Kippur, and he let us know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moichel Cheta Egel, that was Yud Tishrei. Yud Aleph Tishrei came out with an announcement which materials to bring to the Mishkan, the gold, the silver, you know, etc. That was Yud Aleph Tishrei. And then it says, Yivir Baboiker Baboiker, 2 mornings, they came. The Gemara says, 2 mornings they came and brought the materials. So Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Tishrei, right? On Yudala Tishrei, he convened, called the Chachmei Lev, all the craftsmen, the people, you know, they're going to build it, but Salal and his team, and they started building the Mishkan on Tesvav Tishrei. And that's when the Anei HaKovod reappeared. And they lasted for 39 years. Kach Omer, Rabbi Kramer. Could you believe that the Goyen's called Rabbi Kramer? Sounds like your next door neighbor, right? Goyen is Rabbi Elio Kramer. Rav Shach would say on himself, that if they would tell him, you know, behind that door, the Vilna Goyen's sitting, you want to go say Shalom Aleichem? He would not muster the courage to go say Shalom Aleichem to the Goyen. That's what he said to himself. It would be too frightening for him. We look at him mamish like a rishon. That's what he says. Mimela, before we go into the Goyen, let's already answer. Yes, Yom Kippur is the day of tshuva, and the manifestation of that tshuva happened 5 days later. Could you imagine what the Yidden felt in that generation? Try to put yourself in their shoes, if they wore shoes. It's a question if they wore shoes or not. But al tzadeh, they did. You come to Chet Egel, and the Ananei HaKovod that took care of you for the last 90 days, washed your clothes, ironed your clothes, avek. And they understand, no more Ananei HaKovod. Everyone, they look to see if there's Ananei HaKovod. Nine. And then Tesvav Tishrei, the Ananei HaKovod reappeared. What do you think they felt?
Relieved.
Euphoria. Unbelievable. Relieved. Simcha Tzuma. Tshuva works. We're back to where we were before. We had the Ananei HaKovod for the first 90 days. They were removed after our terrible chet. But here it's Tzurika Kuvim and it came back. Wow, that's fantastic. So what is the Simcha of Sukkos? The Simcha of Tshuva. It works. We did Tshuva on Yom Kippur. It was accepted on Yom Kippur. And 5 days later is a clear manifestation, an expression of it. The Ananei HaKovod that were once removed have reappeared.
Maybe that's why women don't have a chivs in the Sukkah, because they weren't...
In the Chet Egel. That's a very nice thought, Michael. Michael Rosenthal just now said a very nice thought. Michael has an insurance company. No, I don't know. He doesn't. I just wanted to do something with the parnasa now. Okay, good. Anyway, Rabbi Yisrael, lo magin vayter. Okay. That's what the Quran says. It's an unbelievable thing. So of course it's a hamshech of Yom Kippur from that angle. Whatever happened in Yom Kippur was manifested 5 days later. The Ananei HaKovod reappeared. You try to think the simcha that the Yidden had when they looked out on Tesva Tishrei. Hey, they're back. The Ananei that we lost are back. Hooray! Tshuva works. It's a simcha of tshuva. That's a kind of witness that's all adds. That in what? Okay, in a minute. Okay. I answer questions only with Coke, not with coffee. Okay? No, I'll go put in Chavar. Let's go on. Says Rav Hutna, that's the come. There's an extra simchas b'seshuv on Sukkos to bring out that simcha. And Dafka and simchas b'seshuv, there was a very specific song for Bali Tshuva. Who knows what I'm referring to? Bali Tshuva had the stage in simchas b'seshuv, and they said something that only Bali Tshuva could say. Come on, no, Ashrei Ziknusenu Shekipri Yaldusenu. That's what they said. Where else do you have a special song for Bali Tshuva? Only here. Why only here? Because here was a song of Tshuva. According to this outlook, Sukkos is Chag HaTshuva. Right? Everybody's still awake. Gewaldig. Gewaldig. We're both struggling, I see, but he's still there. Gewaldig. Now, Bruce, I just want to ask, before we jump in joy, I want to ask a few questions. You know, technical ones. They started building the Mishkan on Tesvav Tishrei? Yeah, that's what the Goyen says in Shir Hashir and Perek Aleph Pasuk Daled. It's Yom Tov. How could you build a Mishkan in Yom Tov? It's a Mefarshei Gemara in Shmos. Ein binyan beis hamikdash derech Yom Tov. You're not allowed to build a beis hamikdash in Yom Tov. And Rashi says, because it's not derech Shabbos, and Yom Tov is also called Shabbos. So how could the Goyen say that they started building the Mishkan on Tesvav Tishrei? It's Yom Tov. You're awake? You're awake? Good. No, don't force it. It's a big kasha. It's a big kasha. It's Yom Tov. Rabbi, I'm doing it a little bit theatrical because I teach teenagers the whole time. You don't mind that I treat you as teenagers. You don't mind. You go back 10 years. Nishkefalach. Okay? Teenagers, you always got to do. Rabbi Chol, you know better than me. Okay, Rabbi, let me get weiter. So, what do you say about that? So, here there's a metzia. There's a rivash. And shut rivash siman tzadik vav. 96. You know what the Rivash says there? The Rivash lived way before the Goyen. At the end of the Rishonim. Says the Rivash, I'll quote you the sentence. Adain lo nitztavu b'shvita samoados ad la'achar shehukam ha-mishkan. I'll repeat it again. Adain lo nitztavu b'shvisas hamoyados ad la'achar shehukam ha'mishkan. Says the Rivash, there is a Messiah, that the Isu Malacha of Yom Tev kicked in only once the Mishkan has been built. When was the Mishkan built?
Rosh Chodesh Nisan.
Right? So the Yom Tov before, Sukkot, there was no Isu Malacha yet. That's what the Rivash says.
Where from? Where does it say that?
The Rivash. It's
where from?
Okay, the Kli Chamda brings a Raya. The Kli Chamda. Who's the Kli Chamda? Reb Don Plotsky. You know who he is? Goin Oilam. You know those Cheva, those Gerer Chassidim that know Kol HaTorah Kula? You know that group over there? You know, like the Tzvi Flumer and the Reb Yosef Engel. You know those Cheva that know Kol HaTorah Kula on their fingers? That's what he is, Reb Don Plotsky. He brings a Raya from it. Yes, that smach la divrei Rivash, that the seder of the regalim in Baal Tachar.
We just quoted Gemara. What do you?
The Beis Hamikdash is not doich on Shabbat. We spoke about the Beis
Hamikdash.
Melehedia, tishmat tov, ain't binyan mikdash doich yom tov. The Gemara, where's the Gemara? Baki b'shas, shvus tezvav amudais. Give a look there. Maseder, the klicham. They look it up. Rav Hutnas Zatzal once told me, you know that film. That the Chofetz Chaim's coming to the Vienna in 1923.
Yeah.
On that train, the Ger Rebbe was in the first department, with the Kli Chamda. The Chofetz Chaim was in economy or minus, and the Ger Rebbe told him, "Go keep company to the Chofetz Chaim," which he did. Now it had a few stops on the way. This train, I'm sure, many stops. And thousands of Yidden were waiting in the station to see the Chofetz Chaim. And the Chofetz Chaim said, no, there's someone sleeping there. Awake! The Chofetz Chaim, it's a story. Story's geschmack. They told the Chofetz Chaim, he told them about Dan Plotsky, there's thousands of Yidden waiting to say hello to you. Go wave to them. He said, I'm not going. Why not? They think I'm a tzaddik. I know I'm not. Why are they waiting for me? Because they think I'm a tzaddik. I know I'm not. And it says when you get a COVID that you don't deserve, it takes a big chunk of Olam Haba. Because COVID is spiritual. So I don't want to lose my Olam Haba. A part of my Olam Haba. Rav Hutna told me that Rav Don Plotsky told him three answers. But the one that's nogea to us now is one of them. Which is, he told the Chofetz Chaim, lo mezogin that you're right. Let's say you're right. You don't deserve this COVID. But you're going to make thousands of Yidden happy? Maybe it's kedai to lose a shtickle oilam haba to make thousands of Yidden happy. And each stop there's thousands. Said the Chofetz Chaim, he thought for a moment, he said, you're right. I should be selfish. I should go look at my, I should be samech Yidden. And he went out on each stop and waved to the people. Because that's what Don Plotsky told him. Now between me and you, you know, he got even more oilam haba because of that. We know. It was a malach. Of course. That's the story that Rav Hutna told me that happened with Dan Plotsky. Anyway, I'll call upon him. He brings a raya. I'll tell you afterwards the raya that he brings from that. That's where the Rivash got it from. Fine. So now everything's good, right? It's good for the Jews. Yeah? Don't fall asleep. Another 6 minutes? And we're all going on. Good. Rabbi says, so long as looking. But I got another question. It says in the Gemara that we came out of Mitzrayim that year on Thursday. Now, if you're Mekadosh LP Cheshbon, when's going to be Lel Yom Tov this year? When's going to be Sukkot? Wednesday night. Does anybody remember when was Lel Seder 6 months ago? Okay, your wives will remember. You don't remember. Lel Seder, Monday night, if you remember. It's always like that, 6 months and 2 days later. If you came out of Mitzrayim on Thursday, so what's 6 months and 2 days later? Shabbos! Shabbos for sure when he could build the Mishkan on Shabbos. That the Torah says three times. So how they built the Mishkan on Shabbos? Yom Tov, you answer with the Rivash. Fine. And what about Shabbos? Elamai, maybe you'll say they were Mekadosh LP, not LP Cheshbon, the calendar. Then it's fixed. There's nothing more to negotiate. Rather, they were Mekadosh LP Re'iya. And LP Re'iya. It can happen whatever, as you wish. Maybe. But I'll tell you, Rabbeinu Bechaya in Parshas Bo, Yud Beis, brings the Rabbeinu Hananel, that the Rosh says on him, called for up divrei Kabbalah. Kviyus chadashim eino el al pi cheshben. You do it according to the calendar. Va'araya shekol 40 shana shayu Yisrael b'midbar, they were mekadesh al pi cheshben. Says the Rabbeinu Chananel that the 40 years that the Jewish people were in the Midbar, they did it according to the Cheshbon. Cheshbon means the calendar, not according to Re'iyah. So we're back to our question. So it was Shabbos that day. How could they build a Mishkan on Shabbos? Well, we say, it seems a big kasha on the going. But let's think about it. You know, how does the Rabbeinu Chananel know that in the Midbar there were Mekadesh al Pi Cheshbon? How does he know? He says, I'll prove it to you, he says. I'll read to you. I didn't say it before to keep the suspense, right? It has to be al pi cheshbon, says the Rabbeinu Chananel. Because haya onan mechas oysom b'yom ve'omod ha'esh b'layla ve'lo ro'u shemesh b'yom ve'lo yareach b'layla.
First, but
not those 2 months. Atazor of David! If you would come on Sundays, you would say even better. I feel you're tilted. Okay, as long as we know that we're just kidding.
Can you say it again?
Yes. Rabbeinu Chananel says, how do I know for sure that they were Mekadosh in those 40 years according to the calendar and not according to Re'iyah? Re'iyah means when you see the moon and so on. They couldn't see the moon. They had clouds over them. And they had a fire at night. They couldn't see the moon. For 40 years there was no moon and they didn't see the sun. So by default it had to be Al Pi Cheshbon. That's what Rabbeinu Chananel says. But however, the Goyim just now revealed to us that from Yud Zayin Tammuz till Asar B'Tishrei, what happened? There was no clouds. So then we could go back to Re'iyah. And if you go back to Re'iyah, Elul that year was 30 days. Who told me? I have a Mefarshei Tosfos, Mabbah Kamma, Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph says that Elul that year was 30 days, even though it's always 29 days. And the Maharal, you can't imagine I'm going to say something about the Maharal, right? The Maharal says in Pashto Kisisa, Moshe Shetchila Sa'aliyah, yeah, V'haya Elul Mole. That's what he points out. But wait a second, the icing in the cake, though. I see your faces. What do your faces say? Okay. Fine. Fine. What?
Accepted.
But Torah has to be geschmack. Torah is juicy. How do you say geschmack in English?
Tasty.
Okay, not bad. Okay, there's no such word. You know, every language probably has its expressions. Torah has to be geschmack. If Torah is not geschmack, that means we didn't get it right. Every ounce of Torah is super duper geschmack. That's what it is. It's beautiful. It's deep. It's emes. It's inspirational. It's everything. I see your faces, and your faces say, Shkoyach! Shkoyach! You want to say that year Elul was Shleishim Yom, and therefore the Goyin is still okay because it was another day added, so it wasn't on Shabbos. Okay, you could say it. When you say Advar Torah, though, on the Shabbos table, or Yom Tov table, how do you know if you hit home or not? If right after the Advar Torah they tell you, oh, could you please pass the salt? Could you please give me the water? That means lo poga velo noga. Or if the conversation is, oh, that's what you learned in school? Tell me about your school. Okay, fine. But if they say, yeah, that's good. Let me look inside. That means you're home. Radio B'Shul Hershel, kulam maskimim. I want to quote you. There's a sefer, Chazal wrote a sefer on history. Do you know they wrote a book on history? That's a brisa. Anybody knows what it's called? Okay, you all know, you're big on Ovim today. Seder Oilam. They have a Seder Oilam, a price called Seder Oilam. The Goyin has annotations on it. Little Hagoyas. Some of them are very known. You know what the Goyin says in Seder Oilam Perek Vav? The same Goyin that we're talking about, Rabbi Kramer. You know what he says? On that year, Nimtza Tisha B'Tishri Haya B'Yom Bet. On that year, the 9th of Tishrei was Monday. Now let's go on. Tuesday was Yom Kippur. Yud Aleph Tishrei. Wednesday. Thursday. Yud Beis. Friday. Shabbos. Tezvav. Sunday! The Goyin himself says it was a Sunday. I'm not just guessing. The Goyin himself, Rabbi Elio Kramer, says himself that year, Tezvav Tishrei, was Sunday. He says my farish. I'm not just making it up. Annotations in Seder Oilam Perek Vav. So Mimele, it was a Sunday. So now they could build the Mishkan on Sunday. Sunday are good. I got a kasha. But in Hasmo, Sunday is the toughest day to learn because on Sunday people take off. So how they built the Mishkan on Sunday? Why didn't they push it off to Monday? So they, I guess that's not a kasha. Right? Hi, it's called Sunday school. No one calls it Monday school, Tuesday school. It's called Sunday school. A kasha. But Sunday is a regular day. By you don't see it, Sunday is a regular day. Shesh is Yomim Tavit, we say. You know what an old Yid from Ukraine told me when I was a kid? Check it out. Almost all pogroms happened on Sunday. Because they went to church, got inside it, and they came to kill us. We as Yidden have nothing to celebrate on Sunday. Ephes. Ephes. He told me at this old Yid that when they make Havdalah on Moitzeh Shabbos, they went into a panic feeling till Sunday night. Let's see how the next 24 hours are going to go by. So just remember, as Yidden, ain't lanu shum keshel to Sundays. Klum. It's a day of Esav, not our day. But anyway, so let's go back to what we learned here today. Let's sum it up. Yes, they started building the Mishkan Teshuvah Tishrei, and that's when Aaron and Kohen reappeared. And Sukkot is Chag HaTshuva, and it's Zman Simchaseinu, because one of the things that about Tshuva has to show is Simcha, the Rabbeinu Yonah says. One of the things is to show that the Tshuva was accepted. And this is a tremendous Simcha, and this is what happened in Teshuvah Tishrei. So now, the Sukkot belong to the Yom Kippur that had happened 5 days earlier. Betach! Betach! Betach ma! Of course it does! It's a manifestation of it. It's linked to the Mishkan. That's what the Goyen says. Now, of course, there's still a lot of things to see, but the Goyen's laying down the foundation that whatever happened in Yom Kippur is. Sukkot is the Hemshech of it. And just remember, there was a Matan Torah on Yom Kippur. Do you know that? Really? Yeah, how did Yom Kippur start? What triggered Yom Kippur the first time? Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the second luchas. Someone's sleeping! Another minute. Mm-hmm. 1 second. So how come in that whole fat monster it's not mentioned even once? Tell me, in the monster, does it mention once that the luchas were given? On Yom Kippur? You know, a fat monster, if it's also in English, it's double. Tell me, did you say once in this Yom Kippur, hey, today was Matan Luchas Nes? No! And that's what triggered the whole thing. Rashi says it in Dvarim, Perek Tes Pasuk Yud Ches. Rashi says what triggered Yom Kippur, the hukba l'sichu mechila, is what happened on that first Yom Kippur that Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the second luchas. So the event of Yom Kippur, which was the kickoff of Yom Kippur, is Matan Luchas. And it's not mentioned once in our tefillas. Are we down the whole day? You could have mentioned it, you know, Agav Luchatik somewhere, through a gematria, epes. Okay, that's a kasha to think about.
You said the Ananim came back after
Teshuvah Tishrei.
Why not immediately after Yom Kippur?
Because you have to start building a Mishkan. The Goyen says it's a link to the Mishkan. They start building the Mishkan. That's what he said. So I said, this is a big kasha. How come it's not mentioned anywhere? But just like there was a Matan Torah in Yom Kippur, there's also Matan Torah in Sukkot, because Sukkot is a Hemshech. Could you show me how this Matan Torah in Sukkot? Whoever answers this, £5. £5, Habibi. Where's the Matan Torah on Sukkot? Okay, I guess I have to upgrade the price when you're speaking to adults. £5 is a low money. Okay, that's a tzapa shel yoter retzini. Okay, I'll speak to Reb Dudi Yitzkowitz and we'll see if we can do something more meaningful. But Rabbi Yisai, how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu show the Goyim that they don't belong to Matan Torah? The Goyim of Dezer? He tested them with the mitzvah of sukkah.
Yeah.
Hey, so sukkah shows if you're roi for Matan Torah or not. That needs a beer. That needs to be explained. But that's a grain of a dessert. Like a grain said, we also want the Torah. Why don't you do a naskah for our gigigis? So second, why I have one mitzvah called sukkah. B'vakasha. Let's see if you can keep it. And they failed. So through the mitzvah of sukkah, you see who's matim to Torah. That's a fact. Azorizok the Gemara Navadazar. That has to be explained. If you want to look it up, get the real pshat on it, Bemis, look up the Chidushi Agudas of the Maharal on that Gemara. I'm sure each and every one of you is going to look it up, right? It's the fourth volume of Chidushi Agudas of the Maharal. Avadazar, give a look what he says there. Marvelous. We have very little toy of the Maharal in Sukkot. Because the Sefer that he was planning to write on Sukkot, we don't have. Sefer Ahoyt. He was planning to write it, and the Chidushi Agudas that they discovered in England in the 50s, they didn't discover the Chidushi Agudas of Masechet Sukkah. That they didn't. So we're very little Torah from the Maharal and Sukkot. There, very little. But there he speaks about it. So if you want to look it up, or basically look it up. Rabbi, I want to wish you all on the behalf of Anglo Jewry and the world itself. It should be a good year.
Yeah.
No joking now. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mishu Amar Lo'olam Dai, Yomar Letzaroseinu Dai. It should be a year of Simcha and Nachas and no Yidden getting hurt. And Be'ez Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yifros Knafav on Yerushalayim and on all Toish Eretz Yisrael and on all Yidden. But I think Yidden and Eretz Yisrael now need a super duper Shmira. Be'ez Hashem, it should be with Simcha and Nachas. Kol Tuv, Rabbi Yisrael. I didn't answer. How do you explain the psukim? How come it says only 1 out of 5? How come lulav and sukkah is only 1 out of 5? There's someone listening here. What happened to that question? In a nutshell, there's two identities to sukkahs. Yeah. The mitzvah sayyum, which is the lulav and sukkahs, does it come from the shal shurganim tikkus tzad or from the yomim nerayim tikkus side? It's yomim nerayim tikkus side. And the other times the Torah is mentioning sukkahs out shal shurganim. So therefore it didn't mention this mitzvah sayyum. But very good. Wow, are you awake?
Say that again.
Oh, that's not good. I wish I could have come up with the sample.
How did he understand?